the worst moments of our life.
Hey, girl, hey, that's bad.
So speaking of, like, worst ever experiences.
That is the worst ever.
I don't feel so good.
And that was my worst audition ever.
How bad can it be?
And we feel the pain is best or funny.
Welcome to Worst Ever.
Welcome to Worst Ever Podcast.
I'm your host, Christine.
I have been traveling all day. I'm your host, Ala Khaled, and this is my friend Christine Lakin, who looks well rested while I have been on planes.
Well rested? Are you kidding me?
You look like you've been sun-kissed, like you're in the beach of Miami.
All right. It's all smoke and mirrors because I am officially 7 months pregnant and I have a toddler.
Listen, I'm counting down the days. I can't wait for the live podcast of the baby birth of baby Ala.
Not happening. Although, did I tell you that I told my mother-in-law that you have suggested the name baby Ala? And she was like, over my dead.
Yeah. Oh, Barbara, love you. But you'll see. I think at least a middle name. Oh, just so you know, I'm going to call the baby Ala.
Well, all right. Can I tell you that we're having a very hard time with these boy baby names, and people keep asking us, oh, do you have a name? Or, oh, I'd like to get, you know, you something a little monogram. Do you even have an initial? I don't have shit.
I think, listen to me.
You want to call him Oscar.
I like Oscar.
I dislike that name.
I like Oscar. I think it's old school. No one uses it anymore. I'm like,
it
Oscar.
It is cool, but does it connotate, if your children watch Sesame Street, does it turn you into a grouch? Like, is that negative?
No.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't Oscar on MASH? Was there an Oscar? There wasn't, no.
Oh,
or Oscar.
God.
No, I'm thinking not MASH. I'm thinking...
You're so old.
No,
Oscar. MASH, you just referenced MASH.
No, Oscar from, what's the Odd Couple.
Oh, you are
Oscar
literally
and Felix.
A grandfather. You are a 6-year-old woman. Get your caftan and your cats.
I didn't say anything about Golden Girls.
Well,
I did watch a marathon this week.
I did watch the marathon this week.
No, I think the baby name situation, Christine, listen to me. Part of the problem is the last name.
Well, yeah. So, bro is my married name.
And when you think you boy, you your instincts automatically go to a B name. Like you, Brandon, you know,
right.
Like your husband's Brandon, right? So you go, I go, you don't want to name him a junior. I get that.
Yeah.
What's your father's name?
James.
Is that the middle name? See, I like Lakin too. I think Lakin,
that's my
bro.
My daughter's middle name. We shot our wad with that.
With James?
Yeah.
Okay.
My daughter's middle name. But I like Lakin too. And let me tell you this, my sister-in-law actually was like, we know a Lakin, a boy. First name Lakin.
Yeah.
She's like, I think that's a really cool first name. I'm not opposed to it, except for the fact.
Go ahead.
My husband pointed out, people actually call me Lakin.
So what?
Is that weird that my child's name is Lakin, but my nickname is Lakin? Because I've gone by Lakin my whole life, and I still go by that, obviously, professionally. So is it weird that I name my kid Lakin? It sounds very egotistical.
I don't think so.
I think it's
a cool name. Lakin Bro. Bro.
Bro.
It's spelt Brolt.
I understand that. It's French and most of the vowels are silent. B-R-E-A-U-L-T. I'd like to buy a vowel. No, you can't because they're all in there.
No, there's an O. There's no O. And it's bro.
I know. It's weird. No, you know, when we go to restaurants, I just say B-R-O. When you put your name down, you know? Otherwise, they never get it. And
just
then
say
I don't
Brolt.
No, I'm not going to say Brolt. Brolt is that's a weird last name. I'd rather have Bro.
No.
You think Bro is worse than Brolt?
Yeah.
You have an issue with names.
My issue is that I named one of my cousins, and we're going to get to my cousins shortly, because there's there's a war going on. Oh, there's a war going on.
Can't wait.
With the Khaled family, but we're going to get to that. No. I named my cousin's sons Laith.
Laith?
Uh-huh.
In How do you spell that?
L-A-I-T-H.
Okay.
Laith.
Okay.
And his brother I named Zayd. They took the names.
That's cool.
Okay.
Are they both Arab?
They're both Middle Eastern.
Zayd
is Middle Eastern. Okay. I just named my sister's son, who had the baby 3 months ago, and his name is Asher.
I love Asher. Asher's a great name, but Asher's very popular right now.
Well, it's Middle Eastern too. So yeah. So so they took that name. My go-to female name, if I were to ever have a baby girl, would be Sophie. I'm in love with that name, Sophie.
Sophie's a great name. Sophia, we have a Sophia.
I just want a Sophie, S-O-F-I.
Oh,
that's it. Sophie.
Sophie.
But I like Oscar for your kid. I like Lakin for your kid. I like Alec. Okay. I like Allah. Another good one is Allah is a good name. And... Allah. Do you ever heard of that one?
You know what? I can't, because you've already said on the Chester podcast that you're so nervous about people not understanding your name that you can't remember anyone else's names because you're so like consumed with your own name. I can't do that to my kid. I can't make my kid self-concerned with his own name all the time because people don't understand it.
Whatever. It's a different time.
All right.
So what's your list? What do you have?
I don't want to talk about it.
I'm like, you're so pregnant annoying right now.
They're all bad. There's no good.
Would your parents have any ideas?
No.
What's your grandfather's name?
Bernard.
I don't mind a Bernie. I really don't mind a Bernie.
Bernie bro?
Yeah.
Bernie bro. Oh, Rob, no. That just got Rob really
so
bad.
Wait a minute.
Because I actually like the name Bo, B-E-A-U, but Bo
Bo bro, no.
That's terrible.
No, bro.
Can you imagine a little, like a three-year-old?
No, I'm trying. Let me see here. Because now I'm obsessed. Let's ask the audience to send in some names.
Okay. If people want to send in some suggestions, I'm all about it. Or put it on our Instagram. You can comment.
Well, if you're going to put on your Instagram, make sure you buy a t-shirt or a hat at worsteverpodcast.com.
Yeah, guys, we have merch.
Yeah, so then you can... post it with your picture of you in the merchandise. Don't be posted no fucking pictures without the shirt or the hat and to get a baby name out, because we're not going to immediately eliminating the name.
Okay.
No matter how much you like it, Christine. Okay. It's no t-shirt, no hat, no tank, whatever we have. You don't buy one and post it.
Say in my child's future.
That name is not happening.
That's so entrepreneurial of you.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking here.
But I do want to talk for a second about my pregnancy, because I thought, you know, I've told you I just feel way bigger. And you said today, you were like, oh my God, look at your belly.
No, I said you dropped.
I've grown.
Well, and you've gotten on the sides.
It's getting on the sides, and I can't breathe, and I can literally feel my...
Nothing in the face, though. The face looks good.
I know.
I mean, you're having a little bit of this, but
I'm getting a little double chin.
But that's okay. It's nothing big.
It's mostly all the donuts and bagels I'm eating, I'm sure.
This is when you're going to do it.
That's what I'm doing.
I was noticing your... because you weren't here when I walked in.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, they got a budget, because like those buns...
I love those buns.
They're $5.99 for the pack.
I don't care. I need them.
I was like, oh my God. Are they the potato?
They're brioche.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was like, those are expensive buns.
They're so good.
Yeah, and then I saw inside the fridge your yogurt.
I told you I got those on sale.
I know, but those are expensive yogurts.
That's the Dan and
Wee. Yeah,
Wee?
With the glass jars.
I know.
I can't afford to even taste it. Oh, I can't.
They're so... I'm when I go to the store... and I'm ravenous, pregnant, hungry. I don't care.
I'm buying like...
It's like supermarket sweeps.
I'm buying day-old Activia.
What?
Yeah, I mean, that's how my budget is.
You're buying day-old Activia.
Yeah, I mean, it goes like right at Ralph's. They like stamp it that day. I'm like, oh, I got to eat it today because it's going to be bad tomorrow.
Gross. How are your poops?
They are very frequent and...
day-old Activia, that's...
I mean, that's the sale.
Culture.
Yeah, that's the sale.
I'm nervous about that.
So I was like eyeing those yogurts today.
Well, you can try one.
I'm going to.
Okay. I can share. Yeah, the heartburn is really bad. Really bad.
Are you allowed to take heartburn medicine?
You can... I haven't. I have a tea that I take, and I take Tums. But
you know, apple cider vinegar.
It helps heartburn?
Just take a swig of apple cider vinegar instantaneously.
That seems like a juxtaposition, but okay.
You could feel it like burn, like it just like dissolves. It's crazy.
I hate apple cider vinegar.
It's just a swig.
Okay.
Do you have it?
Yeah, I have it.
Try it right now.
Well, all right. Well, I'm not on the heartburn right now, but
you're grabbing your chest as if you have the heartburn.
Well, no, I had it earlier today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Apple cider vinegar.
Ugh, and the kicking. It anyway, whatever. It's just I have a lot of ailments.
Did you discuss with your husband about the circumcision?
Farting? Oh, circumcision. By the way, the farting.
From who?
Me. I know.
Christine.
I'm sorry. I'm ruining the dream right now.
Girls don't fart.
Gotta tell you something, guys. It's like being a truck driver with the belching and the farting. He's like, oh my God, did you do that? I'm like, no, that was the dog. I'm constantly blaming the dog. Poor dog.
Hold on a second. What is wrong with you?
Well, I'm pregnant.
I know, but you're gonna, do you
it's
ever want...
progesterone. It's a real thing.
Okay.
Look it up.
Okay.
I'm not a farty person.
Maybe the apple cider vinegar will help that too.
Maybe the 3-day-old Activia. That's
you just drink a squig.
I understand.
It's just a swig.
Okay.
It's like a shot.
I do miss drinking.
Well,
I told you that. Now, I really miss
drinking.
But
you can have, don't they say you can have a glass of wine or a Guinness or something?
I mean, some people do. You know, once a week, maybe.
In the South, they drink.
I'm sure.
It's crazy.
But if your husband looked at you sideways the way my husband looks at me sideways.
Well, you shouldn't drink.
Right. So.
Yeah.
It's easier not to. But I do miss it, I have to say. And I put in this keg for him for his 40th birthday. We have a kegerator now in our built-in bar.
And is there like a keg of the month club?
I wish. I got to find one. No, but when he was gone, because we've been going through kind of a rough time as a family.
Right.
I'll get into that. But there's some family health stuff happening, and it's just, it's very, it's sad, and it's just been really kind of up and down and crazy for us. But he went to go deal, and I thought it would be a nice return gift that I would have the keg set up. So I went out to BevMo, and I ordered a keg for him, and I had it installed. And my contractor, I have like video of my contractor installing a keg at 9 a.m. while my daughter's like, what are you doing? Like watching him. Keg exploded everywhere. Apparently my contractor knows how to build a house, but has never been to college because he did not know how to tap a keg.
How? It's not that hard.
Well, this is, a kegerator is different than a keg that you would just get for a party. That comes with a special tap and you know, you pump, pump,
right.
Pump, pump. This one has a CO2 chamber.
Right.
So you have to tap it, and then you have to turn the CO2 on. And if you don't do it all correctly, you could literally blow up your house. CO2 is no joke.
So did you do it?
We finally figured it out, yes. Finally figured it out. But then I had to sit there and look at this bright, shiny new keg for 5 days. And I was like, oh, if only I could.
Oh, because you couldn't have any. Is it good? Oh, you can't have it.
I can't have it.
What is it?
Well, I originally got him Stone IPA, and he really liked that. And then he came home. He was really happy I did it. He was like very touched by it. And I think he'd had such a hard week. And other people came by too. And he was like, look at the kegerator. Look at the kegerator. Basically, it was gone in like a week and a half.
Oh, so you're on your second keg.
No, on the second keg.
And it's that 805. See, let me know when you get like a Coors Light or a Miller Light or something.
Oh.
I like White Trash, Michelob, Ultra.
You have no standards.
Okay, I don't. I'm not an IPA guy.
I'm not really an IPA person either.
I like,
they're very hot,
very light beer, the kind that you get at Chili's with the frosty mugs.
Oh, I love a frosty.
Are you
mug.
Frosting the mugs for him?
No, I have a couple frosty mugs in there. He doesn't use that, but
I love a frosty mug.
My mouth is watering.
Well,
I'm just eating all my feelings lately. And someone else was drinking frosé. That's all I want.
I'm not a big... I don't think I would like the frosé.
Why?
Because I feel like... I don't know. I just don't think it's my thing. I don't like a frosé.
Okay. But you like a rosé.
I love a rosé. I just don't want a frosé.
All right. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, so I just want to... I want to give a shout out to one of our listeners because he wrote us.
Yeah.
Okay.
I never thought we'd be changing people's lives with this podcast.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and blanket statement that.
Okay. We're changing lives one podcast at a time. Let me tell you. We got two emails.
Two emails in 1 week.
It was the same day, Christine.
Oh, yeah, it was the same day. That's right.
And I was like, what's happening?
I was like, are these a joke? People really, oh my God, we're like helping people.
Right. So this guy, his name is Brian Reeves, and I'm going to read his email to you. Thank you for listening, Brian, first of all. It says, "Hello, Christine and Allah. First, I wanted to say that I really enjoy your podcast. It's a nice, fun, light podcast to listen to. Not really ever pushing any specific political, societal views or opinions, just having fun. So I always know that when I listen, I can just enjoy the conversation. I also wanted to say I really enjoy Hollywood Darlings." All right, big deal. I'm just saying. I mean, yay, Hollywood Darlings, great. Hopefully we get a pickup for season two. Three. I don't know where we're at. Okay. "I really enjoy Hollywood Darlings, a very, very funny and fun show, and it's great to see all the cameos from my years growing up."
Thank you.
Okay. Here we go. On a more serious note, I wanted to give a sincere thank you for helping me identify something very serious. It was around mid to late April of this year that I was listening to your episode where Allah was talking about his experience of finding testicular cancer. As a result of listening to that podcast, I decided for the first time ever in my life to check myself and felt something abnormal. I went into my doctor, and within a week and a half, I was in surgery having my testicle removed, and they told me there was a 3-centimeter cancerous lump in it. So thank you again for talking about that on your show. I probably never would have checked if you hadn't. I will definitely continue listening and look forward to more seasons of Hollywood Darlings." I love that he talks about testicular cancer and then goes back to Hollywood Darlings.
It's awesome. It's my favorite.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Because I've been in Florida for three weeks. I've been out of town for 3 weeks. Right. I've been in New York, D.C., and then Florida. And I'm sitting outside in my sister's condo, and I'm like, I checked the emails, obviously.
Infrequently. No.
No, I checked them. But the thing is, when I'm here, you usually beat me to them because we're on the same email account. Right. So I was in Florida, so I was getting them. It was three hours ahead. Right. So I checked it, and I was like, I had to like read it like three times because I was like, is this for real? Like, I was sharing it with everybody, like friends and stuff. I was like, I can't fucking believe I'm saving people's lives right now.
All right. It's not all about you.
Well, here's the deal about testicular cancer, because I'm gonna do my other public service announcement.
Okay.
Is that if it goes unchecked, it can eventually spread to your scrotum.
Right.
Which you will have to cut a lot of that area out.
Ouch.
And then if it spreads, then the cancer turns into a whole something else, right? It could be...
Right.
Right. So, and the problem is with most men is that because it's that area... And we're
feeling themselves all the time down there. Or are you?
You guys don't know, guys. The point is that it's just a simple test. You put your testicle in your two fingers, your thumb and your index or whatever. Okay. And then you just roll it around and feel a lump. If you feel something, then you should go see a doctor. I'm just saying it out loud because a lot of people go unchecked. And so congratulations, Brian. I'm glad that you caught it when you did. Keep us posted. I think I had emailed him back and we had chatted. I think he's around 38, 39. He's got a daughter he's got a kid. And so I was like, you know, and that's usually crazy, because testicular cancer usually happens from 15 to 35.
Oh.
That's the time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, yeah, so it's part of that window, I guess, give or take, but he caught it and that's great. And I think he's going to have radiation, and usually it's 5 weeks of radiation. Then pretty much you're done. You do your 3 months for the first year, your 6 months after that, and then you're once a year after 5 years.
Right. It really is amazing. It's amazing that you shared that and helped him. Like I said, we never thought we'd be changing lives, but I always felt like with this show since we started it and with, you know, our live show, even to now, our whole point of this, and this is what I say to people, is that we just try to level the playing field. You know, whether you're talking to a celebrity or whether it's just like the two of us sharing our lives, you know, no one's life is perfect. And I think that you can get very caught up, especially these days in the era of social media, and everyone's life is curated and perfect and hashtag ad or whatever, that everything looks so great. But it's not like that. That's not real life. And so I hope that no matter what we're talking about, I hope that it makes people feel like, you know, their lives are better than ours sometimes.
Well, it's regardless, they're relatable.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's got.
I mean, come on.
You know, if you can't laugh at your own life, if you can't laugh at all the dark stuff, then what's the... Like my dogs being crazy, then yeah. What's the point?
Yeah. Listen, with everything that's going on, especially with... Like, I tweet only to promote the show, and I'll tweet for my personal account every once in a while. I do that because I tend to get angry, and I can do a Roseanne. Do you know what I mean? God. Like I will say something stupid. I could definitely do a Roseanne. Now I don't mind saying something stupid on this show because that's just what it's just you can hear how I'm saying it,
right.
And if it's a joke or not.
Yeah.
But like I'm worried, like the social media stuff, that shit scares me now.
Well, yeah, you gotta be kind of careful because it again, it's you know. I mean,
I'm in a texting war with my family.
Well, we're gonna get to that
later.
Let me read this other.
Another life we save, guys.
All right, and then we'll get to your real life drama happening.
Mm-hmm.
So we had another. This is the same day, like 2 hours later. I'm dealing with family drama. Alaa's dealing with family drama, and then we're getting these emails about how we're like changing people's lives, and I'm like, oh my god, I am so hormonal. This is making me feel so good. So I get this other email from Stephanie. She writes us. She says, Alaa and Christine, I recently had the pleasure of listening to your Will Friedle episode. Friedle? Friedle? And I'm in tears. I really appreciate how open Alaa and Will were on dealing with their anxiety. I feel like it's definitely an issue that needs to be talked about more, especially now. People need to know that they're not alone in dealing with their mental health issues. It should never be something someone is ashamed of. This episode helped me in so many ways. I've been dealing with depression and panic attacks since I was 16, and while I was never afraid to talk about what I was going through, I felt very alone because it didn't feel like anyone understood what I was really going through. When I was 16, I started having severe panic attacks and dealing with depression. I was driving home from school one day and had to pull over, and a stranger drove me home and called my dad. I remember the day when it all got to be too much to handle, and I ran downstairs to my parents and told them I was contemplating suicide. I was fortunate enough to have a father in the medical field, and he was able to get me into a psychologist and counselor the very next morning. At the time, I thought my comments didn't make sense. I'm sorry. The first thing a psychologist said to me was that it was very brave I was asking for help, and at the time, I thought that comment didn't make sense. I was very scared and couldn't understand why I was feeling like this all the time, so I desperately wanted help. I just want to thank you again because you're continuing to keep the conversation going and letting people know that they're not alone and that they can ask for help. That's amazing. Thank you, Stephanie. Well, you're welcome. You know, we're not perfect people. Alaa certainly isn't perfect.
But hold on a second, Christine. We need to change the statement.
What?
We're not saving lives one podcast at a time.
Okay.
I'm saving lives one podcast at a time.
You take all the damn credit
well,
for this?
Well, it's my cancer. Don't make my cancer your cancer.
Okay, I didn't.
And then... I was talking about my anxiety with Will, so...
Okay, well, then give so Will what, some... At least give Will some
right,
credit.
Right, but I'm trying to figure out...
Will's my friend, and I brought him on the podcast,
I know,
so,
but I'm like going, what have you done for these people, besides Hollywood darlings?
I've talked about my farting issues, okay? I've talked about pregnancy. Well,
okay.
I've talked about farting.
Okay.
I'm relatable.
I'm
trying to keep it real over here.
I'm sort of saving people's lives. I'm just saying.
Okay, you're the best. You're saving everyone's life.
I mean, I'm just an open book when it comes to like my health issues.
Well, you have the most issues.
I do.
So.
I'm like, and I mean, if you only knew, I'm like,
okay.
Ugh,
so why
I'm falling
were you
apart
in Florida for 3 weeks?
No,
well,
no,
not just Florida.
Okay. So I went. So I went to New York on another trip to New York for a day.
God, what was this one for?
Okay, so my BFF, Alyssa Milano,
right,
was getting an award from Congresswoman, oh God, it's been so long now because what is her name? Anyways, she's been there. I tweeted about it on our tweet about the ERA, Equal Rights Amendment.
Right.
Because
that's right.
It's women's rights aren't in the amendment. You have the right to vote pretty much. Everything else is not protected.
I love that you're fighting for women's rights.
I am fighting for fucking women's rights. I'm saving lives, Christine.
Oh my God.
What are you doing?
Creating monsters.
You're definitely. Creating children.
Our fans are creating a monster.
You're creating children that I'm going to end up having to save later.
No, because I'm having a boy. He's totally fine.
He might have testicular cancer. You don't know that.
Okay, great.
I'll probably save him. Because now this story is probably, and when he's like 15 or 16, you're going to teach him how to check himself.
Well, now I know it's true.
Yeah.
Rub his balls.
Right. So anyway, so then we traveled to, from there we took the train. Yeah. We took the Amtrak to, which I love the Amtrak.
I love the Amtrak.
Yeah. Because I don't feel like out of control. I don't know what there's no panic. I wasn't panicking on
which
that.
Which is weird because statistically.
I know. But here's the scary part of the Amtrak. And I didn't realize it till we got on the Amtrak. There is no security. Hmm? They don't check your bags. They don't check your ID. You just have to have a ticket and then you can go on.
Wait, there's no metal detector?
There's no metal detector. There's no luggage detector.
Oh my God, it's like the Orient Express.
And as we're going down, and I don't want to say anything to Alyssa because I don't want to panic her, but in my head I'm going, I'm going, oh, anyone could just fucking bring any kind of contraption on this thing, drop the bag off. And we had security with us that would, so I go, oh, so we're probably, you'll probably just leave us here, you know, before we go on. He goes, no, I'll carry the bags on the train. He goes, no, it's fine that you can. And I remember one time I took my friend and their kids. I helped them with like the car seat and stuff. And I put it on the train for them.
Right.
And went off. I could totally drop off a, and I'm not trying to give any ideas here, by the way. So.
Oh, I hope not.
Right. But I was just like, so.
That's kind of weird.
It's weird. I was like, I don't understand.
There's like more security at the Hollywood Bowl than there is
I'm like,
traveling on Amtrak.
I don't, I was like, okay, this is, and we're going to DC.
And there, you know what? There's a lot of drugs on that train.
I'm sure.
I guarantee you. Because there are certain people that are like, I got to travel with my drugs.
Yeah, I'm sure. So anyways, I ended up going to the bar car.
Duh.
And hanging out and, you know, made phone calls and stuff because you can talk.
Although it does feel sort of European, doesn't it?
It was very Euro.
I mean, that's the thing I love the most about being in Europe is getting on the train.
Yeah.
And then you like go to the bar. And you get a coffee or a little, you know, maybe a beer or a glass of wine. And then you just kind of sit there and watch the scenery go by and listen to people talk in different languages. It's really fun.
So we went to she spoke in front of Congress.
So you took the train from
New York to D.C.
Got it.
She spoke in front of Congress. And then her father flew out and met us.
Oh.
And because it was like an important, like it's a huge deal.
That's major.
So I'm very proud of her, and I'm glad I could help save that person, these other women, and get them their rights. So then I told her prior to going to New York and D.C., I said, I'm already on the East Coast. I haven't seen my nephew. My sister had a baby boy, Asher, which we talked about. And so I was like, I'm just going to fly down to Jacksonville, see my sister and my parents. Mm-hmm. And then I had a wedding that following week in Tampa that I was going to go to that my cousin was getting married. So I was like, I'll just go and stay on the East Coast. And then they flew back to L.A. So as I'm like, the day that we're going to sit in Congress, I get a text message from one of my cousins. Now, I'm in a group text. It's a Khaled group. It's like, it's not all my cousins, but it's like the older cousins. It's, I should preface this. There's a whole, oh my God, this is so hard to talk about because when I'm, pushed, I not only push back, but I go,
Nuclear.
And I was pushed this day. See, about, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, it's been a while, my aunt decided to leave my uncle, who's my father's brother. Now, this is going to get really confusing, guys, so just follow along.
Okay. Get out your grid paper and your compass.
My father is one of 6 brothers.
Got it.
My aunt and my uncle were having issues, and I'm not going to, like, pretend like he was the greatest guy. He was, you know, but he's my uncle, right, and he's my dad's brother.
Right.
So I was in New Orleans one time visiting over the holidays, and my aunt was there at her daughter's house, my cousin. We'll call my cousin Waffles. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And I remember sitting in my cousin's house, and I went to go greet my aunt, and she looked at me, and she stood up, and she goes, "Well, I'm finally free from the Khaled family. I'm free." And in Arabic, you say Martami, which is wife of my uncle. I said, "Oh, okay, Martami, yeah, you know, whatever." And I just, like, let it go. Mm-hmm. She left my uncle, pretty much. He's got 9 kids, one of which died. They had 8 boys. I mean, I'm sorry, 8 girls, 1 boy. And the boy was my age, and he passed away this past year from complications due to a lot of usage of drugs and prison sentence and yada, yada.
That's really sad. And,
So there's 8 girls left. So my uncle decided to go back to the Middle East and find another bride.
Okay. Is that what you do? Like, can you not find someone here?
Well,
you have to go back there.
No, you don't have to. Oh, he just went because there's girls that want to get married, you know. I mean, he's an older man.
Okay.
So there's girls that want to get married, and more than likely, he'll have a better chance there getting married because they're going to want citizenship. Which, by the way, are you watching 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After? God, it's amazing. No.
So, I can barely get through The Bachelor right now.
Okay. So I guess, they built a life together.
Yeah.
So I think this is like a year after that, she was sort of on the run. She went to Brazil for like a month and a half. She'd go to, like, she has
your
8.
Aunt.
Yeah. She had 8 daughters. So she could go, you know,
okay,
they're all over the, you know, they're all over the place. So okay, she can, like, do whatever. So she was like away. She finds out that he's looking for a bride and then goes up to Jordan. By the way, she allegedly also went for a day to Jordan without anyone knowing and went and allegedly smuggled finances and moved them around so that she could make sure that was secure, allegedly. So, and how we know that she went there and did this is because when you're traveling to the Middle East, especially certain regions, and you're leaving from a certain city where there's also people who know each other.
Uh-huh.
She was on a plane with someone who knew her.
Oh, my God.
But he just assumed that...
Your family is like a small town.
We're a small town.
You basically...
We're Khaleds.
Live in a small town wherever you go.
So, wherever I go, Alyssa dies. She's like, "Who do you know here?" I go, "Oh, I have 3 cousins here." Everywhere we go. Everywhere.
Your tribe.
So my uncle, my dad's other brother... gets a call going, "Oh, yeah, I saw blah, blah, blah on our flight." And he's like, "What are you talking about?" "Well, she's there." "No, she's not here. She would have called us. They live like 2 doors down."
Right, okay.
She's like, "No, she's there." Well, she snuck in to do that.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Okay.
So
she hears that he's off trying to get another mail order bride.
This is a soap opera, guys. Just stay tuned. So are you bored, Rob? It's a good story.
That's good.
Okay, good. So where was I? Where are we at?
He's going to get a mail order bride.
Not a mail order bride.
Okay,
someone from the village or whatever.
Okay,
I don't. That's
someone
not a mail
from the
order.
Village with a donkey.
Whatever. It's not a mail order bride.
All right.
So she goes and
she has 2 donkeys.
She
and a
finds out, and so she goes and has him back. Begs him back. Yeah. And on Facebook, They posted on Facebook
that they're back together.
That she's kissing his feet, his hand. Yeah. So
status update.
Yeah.
Oh, she wants me back. Here's her kissing my feet.
My other uncle, her son-in-law, because one of his daughters, my first cousin, married my uncle on my mother's side. So my first cousin, I know, here we go.
What?
My first cousin on my father's side,
okay,
my dad's brother's daughter,
yep,
married my uncle, my mom's brother.
What?
So she's my aunt and my first cousin. Their kids are my first cousin and my second cousin.
I can't.
From two sides of the family.
What?
You got to follow me here. So
is that legal?
They're not related at all. Two different families.
Okay.
My mom is not related to my dad.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's my mom's brother married my first cousin, his daughter, on my dad's side.
This is twisted.
It's crazy. So it gets better.
Okay, so they're back together.
So no.
Status.
So I call. I'm like, what the fuck is going on right now? So I call my cousins, like Waffles,
uh-huh.
And I go. She goes, I don't know what she's doing. We're all like freaking out. We don't want her to go back. Blah blah blah. I go, what the hell is happening? And I'm like, something sneaky. He has a stroke that week.
Okay.
Massive stroke.
Okay.
FYI, about 10 years to 13 years earlier, mm-hmm. He had a heart transplant.
Okay.
So he had like a 12-year-old heart in his body. Like, you know what I mean? He had a kid's heart. And so he had this stroke, massive stroke. He's in the Middle East. So they take him to one hospital in Ramallah, which is a shit show. Like, they don't have the equipment to like take your blood pressure.
Oh, God.
Okay. So we finally convince them you have to take him to Jerusalem. There's a hospital called Hadassah, which is more equipped, but it's a Jewish hospital. So it's, I know that everyone thinks that I'm not trying to make a, you know, but we get treated very differently in the Middle East, the Arab community in that, especially in that region. And so it's hard. It's not easy to like put him in an Israeli hospital because, you know, they're not the friendliest with us.
The most welcoming.
Right. And the same on our side. It's a two-sided thing.
Interesting. Okay.
So, and obviously they're not taking American insurance because you're in a foreign country. So you have to sort of file when you get back to have the insurance pay for it after the fact. So it's like $5,000 a day, I think, or like $3,000 a day. And so, and they're like, he's alive. He's just a vegetable.
Oh, okay? God.
So weeks and weeks, he's slowly recovering, but he's still like in really bad shape, but we have to get him to America. So they spend about $40,000 allegedly to fly him back to Florida. So what they have to do is they have to fly him first class, mm-hmm. and they have to fly the doctor first class.
Got it.
And they have to fly the doctor back first class. So it's, and then,
yeah.
And the equipment, and then we have to fly him to Miami and then ambulance him to Tampa where he's from.
Ugh.
So he gets out of the hospital in Tampa and they move him to a rehab center. Now the rehab center was supposed to be temporary and enough to get him to hopefully at least walk, which, by the way, he does not walk. He needs a lot of assistance, but he is very conscious. He understands you. He speaks, whatever.
That's how he's recovered today.
Yeah, okay. He's paralyzed like on one side.
Okay.
He's wheelchair bound.
Got it.
But he recognizes you. It's nuts. So they put him in a rehab center, and mind you, my dad is one of six brothers and very close to my uncle. And their telling of the story to my father is that this is just temporary until we can remodel our home to make it handicap accessible.
Okay.
So redo the bathrooms, the bedrooms, sure. Probably have to put a lift, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Medicare is taking care of the rehab and Medicaid and all that. So it's being covered right now. And I'm sure he allegedly gets a Social Security check or whatever,
right.
You know. And if it needed to be, if they needed money or whatever, as a family, of course, we'd figure it out.
Well, you're a small village.
Correct. So my dad's thinking this is temporary, and then it's like now over a year, and he's like, so my dad's now getting upset at this woman, my aunt.
Right, because he's been in this rehab facility for so long.
And my father and her do not speak.
Because since she left him, or before that?
Since she left him, and okay. So he, okay. Not a lot of people have nice things to say, right?
Now, are her daughters also upset?
Right, so her daughters, they think this is the best thing. And my point of the whole story is
Waffles in the rehab.
Waffles and let's call her Tams. Waffles and Tams, and then, you know, there's
Shirley Temple.
There's so many girls. So I don't want to say their names because they'll be embarrassed. They'll be embarrassed, even though I'm not speaking to them anymore. Okay. So
Nutter Butter.
Ooh, that's a bad joke.
She's got the
unfortunate. Their excuses to me, every time I ask them, like, well, I don't understand, why isn't your father at his home?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
And I'll get one answer I'll get from one of them is, well, it's my mom's decision.
Okay.
The other one will say, you know, he was very abusive when we were growing up. And I'm going, okay, sounds like he's paying for it right now. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. The other one was like, well, you don't understand. It's so expensive. You know how much it would cost? And I go, well, I'm...
Or to get like a live-in. Yeah. Or like a help.
No, I would want a 24... I would get two nurses. If it were me,
right.
I would figure out where... because he's going to... Yeah, I'm not sitting here and saying that he doesn't need help. Right. That he's like, oh, I'm fine. But what makes me crazy is that he's now in this nursing home where they give my father a hard time coming. So every time my dad comes to visit, they call her family.
Waffle's mom.
Yeah. And they always refer to him as Jacksonville. Jacksonville's here. They won't give him like the gate code to get in at night, like if he comes at like 8 o'clock or whatever. They also put him in a permanent room, but he shares it with a stranger with a curtain in between him. So he doesn't even have his own private room. Every time I go visit him, and I'm not kidding, I'll walk him around the property and stuff, and he'll go, Alat, you have a car? And I go, yeah, I have a car. He goes, what is it? I go, it's a rental car. He'll go, what color? And I go, it's silver or whatever it is that time. He goes, is it a truck? And I go, no, it's just a regular car. I'm like, why? He goes, where is it? Show me. And I go, why? Why, Ammo? We say in Arabic, we say Ammo for uncle. I go, why? He goes, take me home. I say, Amo, I don't even know where you live. Like, I don't even know where their house is. And it's been like, you know, 20 years since I've been to their house. And he's like, don't worry, I know. But he doesn't really know. He's. And I'm like, I can't take you there. I wish I could. He's like, And every single time, it kills me. And it kills my father. So my father, this past, like a couple months ago, had the last straw. He's like, that's it. So he goes and talks to the management. He goes, I want to, because my uncle doesn't have his dentures in. I've read some reviews that they're notorious for like losing their dentures and stuff like that. The nursing home is or whatever. And my dad's like, where's his, how he can't eat, you know, apparently he's got some strokeage on the left side. So it's hard for him to keep the dentures in. And plus when you lose weight and stuff, you got to get refitted, you know, so they have to, but it's covered under his insurance.
You just feel like they're not being,
they're just right. So it pisses my father off. Sure. So he's like, why isn't this? And the management nursing home allegedly said, without you don't have power of attorney. So you need to, we can't release anything.
Right.
So my dad goes the next day to a lawyer in Tampa and he gets a power of attorney. But not only does he get a power of attorney, but he got like the highest power of attorney you can get. Which, by the way, I want to talk to Stacey Keenan when we have her on about this. It's financials, it's everything.
Yeah, yeah. What do you call that though when it's like your kid? You know, it's like the Britney situation.
Right.
What is her?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's
I don't know.
The C.
I don't know. I don't know. If Steven was here, he'd look it up. Rob is so lazy. He just, like, sits there. We have a temporary engineer today, guys, and fucking sits there and just stares at us. Well, it's true.
He's not a research maven.
I mean, if you're going to sit here and drink the sparkling water, you think he'd look up something.
I don't have the Wi-Fi password.
Okay, oh. Christine doesn't give out the Wi-Fi password.
Sorry.
All right, so listen to me. So anyways.
I'm doing it on my phone very slowly.
Okay.
It's a six.
So hold on. So he goes and gets the power of attorney. So he brings it back and he goes.
That's so baller.
Well, not only does he go get a power of attorney, but he brings the sheikh, our local minister, right? The sheikh, the religious guy, and a notary to the nursing home. And has my uncle sign it. Right. So they're like, this isn't legal because he has dementia and that's not, it's under duress and da 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 da. He's like, okay, well then we'll see you in court because I have a legal power of attorney. This is legal. So, and I'm with the priest and the notary. It's notarized. And so let the judge decide.
Okay.
So his kids got wind of this. Now here's my point, Christine. I stayed out of it. The moment I found out that my dad had done this, I called my cousin, one of his daughters. We'll call her Sunny.
Okay.
Okay.
It's really kind of going off the path of snacks, but I'll...
All right. Well, her name is Sanat, so what do you want to call her? Snack.
Snacks.
We'll call her Snacks.
Snacks.
So I call her and say, what the fuck is going on? She goes, oh, your dad did it. You know, she's pissed off. And I go, okay, well, we got to fix this. And in the Middle East, in our culture, did you find out what it is, Rob?
Conservatorship.
Thank you.
Like a conservatorship or whatever. Yeah, but my father's not after his legal, he's not after his liquid property. He doesn't want any money. He just wants the health. He wants to be able to like help make decisions on behalf of his brother.
Sure.
And in our culture, the man, it's different. I know it sounds horrible, even though I went and fought for the ERA. it's his brother, so it seems more important, right?
You have the craziest life. You're literally fighting for women's rights, right. But like,
well, my brother's at the BET Awards with his son in a red suit.
Yeah, and then your uncle's going to, you know, right. The Middle East to find a mail order bride with a donkey.
It's not a mail order bride.
Whatever.
All right. So then... So I've stayed out of it, and I called her, and I said, Snacks.
Listen, Snacks.
Listen, I will fly there tomorrow. We need to have a sit-down with the family, and we need to figure this out. This has gone too far. Oh, no, it's too late. We're going to have to go to court. We have to have a lawyer. It's too late. My dad's got a lawyer now. I go, okay, but we can sit down and fix this and, like, come to a compromise. Nope, too late. I go, okay. I still stay out of it. I have... no intention of going to the court. Like, I'm going to keep my relationship with my cousins because this is like the adult thing, like the elderly thing. They're dealing with it. I'm staying out of it. The court day happens. I'm in D.C. It's his daughters. It's my uncle. It's my mom and dad. They don't say hi to each other. My dad goes to say hi to his brother and his daughter. We'll call her. What's a good food with a H-A in it?
Oh.
No. Ham. We'll call her Ham, even though
Ham.
She's an H-A-N name, but we'll call her Ham.
Ham. All right.
Yeah.
Ham sandwich.
Ham is good because she pissed me off so much. Ham. Which it's good for me to call her Ham because it's in our religion we're against pork.
Okay, all right.
So there you go.
Ham. All right.
So and I'm against ham. So so she yells to my father. She goes, "You can't say hi to my dad." And my dad looks at her. He goes, "Oh yeah, I can't say hi to my brother. You think I'm not gonna say? Who's gonna stop me from saying hi to my brother?" And she goes, "We'll call the police." He goes, "The police is right here. I'm gonna go say hi to my brother." And so he goes and kisses his brother on the cheeks or whatever. Uh-huh. And he's, of course, my uncle recognizes him and he's like, "Afif, you know." Because my dad's name is Afif and my mom's name is Afaf. And so fucking weird family. I hope we still have listeners after this. So, okay. So I'm in D.C. The court thing happened. it's out of my mind. Like, I'm fighting for women's fucking rights right now. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
I am like.
You're burning your bra, basically.
Right. I am fucking like, I'm making sure that your daughter is set for life. Right. Okay. So, and there comes we have a group text with all my cousins. It's just my cousins. Not all of them, but just like a portion. I'm from New Orleans in the New Orleans area. And I got to find it right now. So I started shaking, Christine. I started shaking. And now Ham is, she didn't graduate high school. So she's like almost 50. So she went and God bless her, went back and she's getting her college degree now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But the grammar, let me tell you.
Ham bone. Oh, ham. Oh,
ham. Ham, honey. I mean, I was like, where is this group? Let's see here. Waffles. Where's Waffles? I can find it through her name. Waffles. Okay, here it is. I mean, it just... listen, when I say I get angry and retaliate, I fucking retaliate. Now, on top of all this, we're also talking about it's during Ramadan, like the end of Ramadan, the Eid, right? So this is all happening at once. So I'm like, okay, here we go. And then I had the biggest plan set up. You have no idea. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to get into this. Is definitely going to be a 2-hour special.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any comments while we're talking, while I'm looking this up? Questions? I mean, questions?
It's interesting to me that, you know, you have this whole drama, first of all, because being an only child, I have no beef because I have no siblings to have beef with. And like my cousins and I, we're just not, unfortunately, we're not as close as I wish we were. Because I think
we grew up together.
I know you guys did. We didn't. So that's like, it's just all like so interesting.
Okay. So she sends this to our group. Now, let me preface this by saying all these cousins that are in this group know about this court date because she had already mentioned it to them prior to her flying from Louisiana to Florida where the court was happening. So they all knew, except for one or two of them, which are like so out of the picture and like second cousins, like they don't care.
Cheetos.
Right. Cheetos. Cheetos.
Cheetos and Doritos.
So this was intended for me, like to try to like
rile me up.
Which, by the way, I called Waffles on Monday, the day before the court, and didn't know that she was going to the court, but which is in Tampa. Uh-huh. So I call her every day, every single day. Not one time have I mentioned this whole problem with our family. I call her that Monday. I'm in D.C. Hey, where are you? Like, I hear noise in the background. She goes, oh, I'm at my mom's house in Tampa. I go, oh, you flew to Tampa? She's like, yeah, mini vacation. Okay. I go, oh, okay, great. Well, tell everyone I said hi. And I left it at that.
Right. Okay.
The following day, in the group, I get this to this. Hello, all Khaleds. Hope everyone is well. FYI purposes only. I wanted to share this very disturbing, humiliating, and disgracing invitation to an unethical family gathering we were forced to honor and sit on opposite sides of a judge's table. I feel it's everyone's right to know of any action that may jeopardize the solidarity of our outstanding family. Okay. In my opinion, our family is a unique group of diverse, sincere, supportive, talented, and caring individuals who highly respect each other's opinions and lifestyles. Our fathers may not be as tolerant as we are when it comes to personal opinions and boundaries. Love you all. And then she posts the picture of the lawsuit. Right? And I'm like, oh, game on. So then she, after the picture, she goes, sorry, forgot to attach the invite. So I wrote, fuck it, I'll say her name, Hanan. I wrote Hanan.
Hambone.
I wrote, oh, Hanan, how lovely of you to send such a lovely invite. So thoughtful, so caring. Now, I'm going to hold myself back from humiliating you and the Wajiha girls. That's my aunt's name, Wajiha. We call her Wags. Wajiha girls. By keeping my mouth shut, in parentheses, for now, that is. And respecting the fact that my father loves his brother. So if we're going to do this, get ready. Game on.
So basically, they have now a lawsuit against your father for the power of attorney.
Right. So now,
so it's not just about the power of attorney. Well,
here's the best part. My aunt can't get a power of attorney for two reasons. One, she never remarried him. She got legally divorced.
Okay.
Two, she has an alleged two felonies. Correct. My aunt allegedly used to make friends with the grocery store truck drivers because they had a convenience store.
Okay.
So, like, for instance, like, say, in that area, it was a Food Lion.
Okay.
Or, let's say, a Winn-Dixie. Okay.
I think a Kroger's.
Oh, okay. Let's use Kroger's. Okay. She made friends, allegedly, with the drivers who would bypass the delivery to Kroger's and deliver to her.
Oh.
In other words, she was allegedly stealing, along with allegedly cigarette fraud and coupon fraud.
What's cigarette fraud?
They do something where they buy cigarettes at the illegally and sell them. And there's,
oh, okay. But they're not really Camels.
No, they are. Oh. They just get them. I don't know how it all works. But Hambone's husband allegedly partnered up with my aunt, allegedly, and
they're having a whole big alleged
felonies. Right.
Okay. All right.
So she would spent allegedly 3 days in jail, my aunt.
For said fraud.
Because she didn't want to post the bail. That's how cheap they are.
Right.
I'm going to get back to the nursing home because it's going to come to like, I'm trying to put two and two together.
Yeah.
So she can't get a power of attorney.
Okay.
There's eight daughters. And the daughter they go to is the, I think she's the youngest. There's youngest or second to the youngest to take the power of attorney, which they had just filed for. Apparently, she said that she had a power of attorney in 2016, but the signature is, it's fraudulent. She, and under oath, she lied, allegedly. So it's like a whole thing. My point is all my father wants is for him to be in his home.
Okay, wait. I'm going to stop you right here.
Go ahead.
Because I need to take some shots of apple cider vinegar because my acid reflux is so bad. Can we just pause on this? And can you finish up your story?
Yeah, not only am I going to finish it up, but they can listen to it next week.
Oh, snaps.
Boom, yeah.
Okay, wow. Don't cross him. So you heard it here, Alaz having major family drama. We'll be back next week for the end of this story and also talk about my family drama and some other just weird life reflections on death and why Alaz thinks he's a witch. So and
please post pictures with your new merchandise, which you got at worsteverpodcast.com. That's right. Your new merchandise. Post it. Tag us. We will tag you back. Worsteverpodcast.com.
Ugh, sorry, I'm belching. Oh, you can disgusting. Follow me at Yo Lakin.
You can follow me at Alec Led.
And follow us at Worst Ever Podcast and Worst Ever PC on Twitter. Email us at worsteverpodcast@gmail.com and let us know how much you love your merch. We'll hear you next week.